Okay, welcome everyone. It's Fun Fact Day 2. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm learning a lot more things now.
Mm-hmm. I'm Mike.
I'm Tiffany.
Yes, and we're in our Fun Facts unit. Yesterday, we were traveling to the country of Myanmar, also known as Burma for some people. It's a few hours probably by plane from Taiwan.
So.
And we learned about why they dim the lights or they lower the lights when you land in a plane. It was kind of interesting. Apparently, they do it because of safety reasons. So.
Right. They want our eyes to adjust to the light. So in case if there's an emergency, we can find the emergency lights, the emergency exit.
Yep.
And we'll be all safe.
That makes very good sense. And kind of unusually for our Fun Facts unit. This month, we're continuing our trip to Myanmar, but we're going to be learning fun facts along the way. So, what do you say? Ooh, Myanmar is really nice. Isn't it nice here in Myanmar?
I think so.
We're not really in Myanmar. We're just pretending. But it is a beautiful country that a lot more people are traveling to these days. So, hey, yeah, why not learn a fun fact about the country of Myanmar? That's what we'll do today. It's in our article. You guys check it out right now, and we'll be back to chat about it.
Reading.
Fun facts. Your airplane has landed and you're ready to enjoy your vacation in Myanmar. In the lobby, you see some locals and decide to make new friends. Your conversation with them is enjoyable until you ask them for their family name. What went wrong? A. Burmese people never reveal their names to strangers. B. Burmese people don't have family names. C. Burmese people all share the same last name. If you guessed A or C, you're giving tourists a bad name. The correct answer is B. Burmese names are confusing to foreigners, so your question is more complex than it seems. In Myanmar, people's names can be one word or many words. Plus, married women don't always adopt their husbands' names. In addition, children don't receive a family name from their parents when they're born. So, the only name that Burmese have is the name they are given. But even that is subject to change. If a person experiences lots of bad luck, they might put an announcement in the newspaper and change their name. So when visiting Myanmar, it's best to stay on a first name basis.
Okay, so let's get into today's article, which begins kind of where we left off yesterday. It says, your plane, or your airplane, I should say, your airplane has landed, and you're ready to enjoy your vacation in Myanmar. All right, so we're here.
Woo-hoo,
we finally arrived. I did say plane. You can replace plane with airplane. That's a very common other word to use. So your plane has landed, your airplane has landed, and we're ready to enjoy our vacation. Sounds good.
That sounds really fun. All right, so what happens next? It says, in the lobby, you see some locals and decide to make new friends. So we're probably at either the airport lobby or either we're at the hotel lobby.
Yeah, yeah.
So it depends because we can take a look at our vocabulary word here. Lobby is a noun and it's the first thing you see at a hotel or a big public building. Now, it's mostly just the entrance and people can freely walk through it. They can stay there until their check-in time. And it's just a place for guests to kind of take a rest for a little bit. For example, we can also use in a sentence like this. We met at the hotel lobby before checking into our rooms. Okay, so our plane just landed in Myanmar. We're either in the airport lobby or hotel lobby. It depends. Mm-hmm. And we want to make some local friends here.
Yeah, when we have a lobby, usually it's a large building. It's kind of like the entrance area right inside the front doors of a large building, especially a hotel or a big office building or something like that. All right. Next it says, your conversation with them is enjoyable until you ask them for their family name. All right. So we were enjoying our conversation with our new Burmese friends. It's enjoyable. That means you're enjoying it. You're having fun. It's a good experience. But everything was going well until you asked them their family name. This until kind of tells us something changed when we asked these Burmese people for their family name. And here's the big question. What went wrong? All right. So we have a problem and we're trying to figure out what this problem is and when or how it started. And it all started with a conversation. Now, conversation is a good vocab word for us to look at today. It's a noun. Basically, it's a talk between two or more people. When you're having a conversation with someone, you're talking to that person. You could be doing it on the phone. You could be doing it via Skype, you know, through your computer or something like that, or face-to-face. You can have a conversation between a group of people, you know, at a business meeting or just sitting around with a bunch of friends. You might have heard the word chat, C-H-A-T. That's a casual kind of conversation, but you can have sort of a business conversation or an important conversation. It just means different people are talking and communicating using words. For example, John had a conversation with his teacher about his grades. Ooh, that sounds like
a serious conversation.
All right, so the conversation with these Burmese people was fine. It was enjoyable until we asked them for their family name, and then things got weird, things got strange, things went kind of bad, and we want to know what went wrong. What was the problem?
Well, we have a few choices to look at for today.
Right.
So the first one is A.
Okay.
Burmese people never reveal their names to strangers.
They never reveal their names, so it's like a secret?
Maybe it's a secret, or they're shy, or they don't want to let other people know their true identity.
Well, sometimes people, you know, are a little shy about personal information.
We often know
that you should never ask a woman how old she is.
Yeah.
Right? That's kind of secret information that she might not want to reveal. But your name, that's used all the time.
Exactly.
Right? Your business card, your passport, people call you that. All right. Let's look at B. Here's another thing that could have gone wrong. Burmese people don't have family names.
Okay, that's
so there's
even
no like
strange.
Chens and Lees and Wongs and interesting. Everyone's just like Mark and David
Bob,
and John
David.
And Susan and Mary. Possibly. Some countries are like that. I think it's often in Indonesia. Mm-hmm. People often just go by one name too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've read that in newspapers and stuff.
So it could be quite similar.
It's possible. The same part of the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or it could be C. Mm-hmm. Burmese people all share the same last name. So they don't need to, mention their last name because everyone has the same last name.
But that would be like everyone in England having the last name Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Or everyone in China having the last name Chen or something. Possibly, but confusing.
It is a confusing. I don't know this one. I cannot guess this one.
All right. So what do you think is it? Is it A, Burmese people don't reveal their names? B, Burmese people don't have family names? Or C, Burmese people all have the same name? Well, let's read on. It says, if you guessed A or C, you're giving tourists a bad name. Oh, okay.
Oh, that's mean.
So that means these are the wrong choices, and as it says in the next little sentence there, the correct answer is B. Wow, so Burmese people don't have family names.
That's quite interesting. But it makes sense because you said Indonesian people don't have family names. So.
All right, so I guess we were close. We didn't give tourists a bad name. To give somebody or something a bad name is basically acting in a way that sort of shows something in a bad way or reflects something in a bad way. We're not going to give you guys a bad name or ourselves a bad name. We're going to go to our shortcut for you so we can find out more about this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
My customers at table 12 are very rude.
Really? I can bring them their food if you don't want to.
It's okay. I think I'll just be rude back to them.
You can't do that. You'll give the restaurant a bad name.
Don't worry. I'm not going to call them a bad name.
You shouldn't do that either. Give somebody or something a bad name is used to show that negative actions will give people a poor opinion of that thing.
So, give somebody or something a bad name means 损害某人或是某事物的声誉。
Yep, we should try to be nice to the customers, even if they're rude.
That doesn't seem fair.
I know.
Maybe I'll just charge them 10% extra and tell them it's a politeness tax.
I'm not sure that would work so well either.
Okay, so the answer is B. Burmese people don't have family names. Please, please, Stephanie, explain to us why.
Okay, I'll try to read and understand it as well, because I'm actually kind of confused. It says here, Burmese names are confusing to foreigners. So your question is more complex than it seems. Okay, so yeah, of course. I'm pretty sure that the language that they speak is something that we really cannot understand. So maybe even just to ask for their names or something, it's even more complicated than what it seems. So I am also confused as well. This idea is very confusing to me. So the word confusing here is our vocabulary word, and it's an adjective, and it means something that is quite difficult to understand. So for example, for me, math problems are confusing. I don't understand it at all. When I see numbers, when I see math problems, it's just very difficult for me to understand. So it's the same idea. The Burmese names are quite confusing to us, especially for people who don't speak their language.
Interesting. So, I mean, it might kind of be like Brazilian names. They can be quite long.
Very long.
So we often see Brazilian soccer players, for example, have a little nickname. And that's what everyone knows them by, because their real name is, you know, five words or something like that. Five names in a row. It's just easier that way. Interesting. Yep. Certain countries, people do have complex names. And this is kind of a complex question, as we learned from that last sentence. Something that is complex, this adjective basically means it's complicated. There are a lot of different things to understand. It can be difficult to understand. You can study it. You can learn. You can have someone explain it to you, but it won't take a few seconds. It might take a few minutes or even hours. You might have to read a whole book to understand something that is complex. For example, the rules of American football are quite complex compared to baseball or soccer or tennis or something like that. Yeah, American football rules can be quite complex. I know I've tried to explain them to my wife several times.
Right.
I think she mostly gets it now.
Gets the idea, but
like... And then she'll ask me a question and I'll say, oh, I don't know that. It's still quite complex for me.
I think so as well.
Things can be complex or complicated. It has almost the same meaning.
Yeah, but I think as long as we get the main idea of football, it's
fine. That's fine.
All right, so next in the article it says, okay, so why are their names so confusing? Mm-hmm. Why is this such a complex idea? Well, it's because in Burma or in Myanmar, people's names can be one word or many words. Okay, so like Brazilian names, it can be like five words or five names or six names. So it's the same thing for people in Myanmar.
Interesting. All right. And here's another little fact. Plus, married women don't always adopt their husband's names.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. This is a common thing in many countries. Mm-hmm. Not so much, actually, in Taiwan.
Yeah, I think in Asian countries, we don't really take the husband's last names. But
that's
definitely
right.
In Western countries, people do that.
That's right. And there you use the verb to take someone's name, or you can adopt someone's name, right? That is basically if you adopt something, you take something that is from outside of you, but then you bring it into your life. You take it as your own. We often talk about families adopting children, or you might adopt a pet or something like that. This child was not born to the mother and father. Their natural mother and father were other people, but these two adults, these two parents decide to bring this child in and give it their name, let it live in their home, you know, educate it, pay for it, do all that kind of stuff as if it was their own child. The same way you would do with a pet. Mm-hmm. You bring a puppy or a kitten or a dog or a cat into your house and you feed it, you walk it, it becomes part of your family. That is to adopt something. For example, we could say John's family adopted a little puppy, or you could also say, you know, the pop star adopted a new name or something like that. Like
I remember a lot of pop stars changed their names. Like, do you remember P. Diddy?
Yes, Sean Combs yes. adopted the name P. Diddy. I was thinking of, she's got a long name, Stephanie Germanotta.
Yeah.
Adopted the name Lady Gaga. I think mm-hmm. that's her name, right?
I think so. But I remember her name is Stephanie or something.
Was it Stephanie? Yeah, Germanotta, I think, is her last
something
name.
Something like that.
But of course, we know her as Lady Gaga. She has taken that name as her own. Now, in many countries, married women will take their husband's name, mm-hmm. right? Bill Clinton, the former president, married Hillary Rodham, and now mm-hmm. she's Hillary Rodham Clinton or mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton. But in other countries, as we mentioned, here in China or Taiwan and Japan and other places like that, women don't adopt their names so much.
Right.
And that's the same situation in Myanmar.
Yeah, because I think in Asian culture, if mm-hmm. we adopt, like for example, Chinese names mm-hmm. and we change our names to our husband's last names, mm-hmm. you're kind of changing your name and it kind of, not interrupts, but also changes like your, we call it your 八字, which is like your life's destiny or something like that.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, the family line mm-hmm. is very important.
Yeah, and also the family line as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's why there's a difference between an Asian and Western cultures, why people don't do that.
Right. And there's another difference too, right?
Mm-hmm. All right. So next it says, in addition, children don't receive a family name from their parents when they're born. Okay. So this is, it's actually quite interesting because this is something that, it starts from when you're children. So this must mean that it's been happening a long, 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 long time ago.
Right.
So they don't have a family. So children don't have family names.
Interesting.
Well, it is quite complicated.
Yeah. And, you know, we should point out that certainly in England and in English speaking countries, the family names that we think of now, they've only been around for 200 or 300 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right. A lot of the family names were not used for a long time. So it is kind of a new thing in other parts of the world. It's just that Myanmar is still following the old style. So we learned the only name that Burmese have is the name they are given by their parents.
Mm-hmm.
A first name, not a family name. But even that is subject to change. Even that can change.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. Now here we have this grammar point, only name that. So the only name that Burmese have. This is a slightly interesting grammar point. We often use this to show that this is the one out of many options. There are a lot of things that you could do here, a lot of things that you could choose here, but this is the one that you are choosing. So we often say the only noun that the subject verb. For example, the only sport that John plays is baseball. The only pizza that I like is Hawaiian pizza.
Really?
Of all the pizzas, that's the only one. Of all the sports, that's the only one I play,
mm-hmm.
or something like that. So there are many names in the world, right? Many names you could choose from Lady Gaga to
P. Diddy, Puff
P. Diddy
Daddy,
to Pope John Paul III. But the only name that Burmese people have is the name they're given by their parents.
Yeah, but that's also interesting because we said that even that is subject to change. So even their first names can change as well.
Wow.
So maybe you meet he's John today, but then the next day he's Bob.
Right. You can change your names in lots of countries, but it's often quite difficult.
Yeah, it is. It's a long process as well.
But it doesn't seem like it's that hard in Myanmar, right?
Yeah, because here it says, if a person experiences lots of bad luck, mm-hmm. they might put an announcement in the newspaper.
Really?
And change their name.
That's all they have to do?
Yeah.
Wow.
So if you have like it kind of relates to, I guess, Asian culture. If you have a lot of bad luck, maybe they think that it's your name and it's your name's destiny or something.
Mm-hmm,
so they change it around to try to give you good luck. So if today I have a lot of bad luck, I want to change my name, all I have to do is write an announcement in the newspaper.
Wow.
Now, an announcement is a noun and it means it's a written or it can be a spoken statement that you tell the public, and it's usually something really important. So, for example, we can say, Kim and Joe made an announcement on Facebook. They're getting married. So they want the public to know that they're going to get married. Okay, or maybe the government might make an announcement if there is a typhoon and that we need to be careful and we need to watch out. So these are things that we say to the public, and it's usually important information.
Interesting. So we finish off with the sentence that tells us, so when visiting Burma or Myanmar, it's best to stay on a first name basis. This is basically how you would have to sort of relate to people or start a friendship with people. If you're in Myanmar, it would be on a first name basis. Don't expect to know their last name because they don't have one. Mm-hmm. When we talk about on a something basis, this is basically how we're establishing our relationship. It's kind of like the rules of the relationship or the way both people feel comfortable. You know, you might say that John and Mary got married, but their relationship started as on a friendship basis. Mm-hmm. They didn't go out on a date the first time they met. They were just friends. But then things can change. But their relationship at the beginning was on a friendship basis, not on a romantic basis. It wasn't about love. It was about friendship. But of course, relationships change. So, you know, maybe if you meet a lovely Burmese man or woman, you could have a second name added in there. But when you first meet them, it will be on a first name basis. Just call them by their first name. That's totally cool.
All right. So now I know if I go to Myanmar that I can just introduce myself on my first name and that I shouldn't expect them. Yeah.
Just say, what's your name? And you don't have to say, what's your first name? What's your last name? Just, what's your name?
Yeah. All right. So let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with our For You chat.
All right, our For You chat question is, well, it's one with all sorts of possible answers, depending on how crazy you want to get with it. But the For You chat question is, if you had to choose a new name for yourself, what name would you choose? So you move to Burma, you become a pop star, you become a Brazilian soccer player. If you could choose any name for yourself, what name would you choose? Tiffany.
I don't know. Actually, you know, I like my name. I think it really has stuck to me. So I can't imagine me having a different name than that. You know, so I don't know. It's a very tough question
for me.
You
could add something to it. I'm thinking they're in one of the...
Maybe I can add a middle name or something.
Sure. Or you could, you know, like you could call yourself Tiffany Box.
Tiffany Store. Tiffany & Co.
Tiffany Ring.
Tiffany Diamond.
Yeah, something like that. You know?
Little Miss Diamond.
There you go. But then it would be hard for people to buy you gifts because they'd feel they have to buy you expensive jewelry.
But that's the whole point.
I see.
Right?
Oh, you're creating this whole new personality for yourself. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a fun thing about choosing a new name.
What would you pick?
Oh, I have no idea. I really don't have any idea. I might have a superhero name, you know, Clark Kent became Superman or Bruce Wayne became Batman. But first of all, I'd have to get a superpower, and I don't have one of those either.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then you have to wear a suit.
Oh, and then I have to wear a skin-tight suit. Right, and I have to start lying to everyone. Oh, it'd be so complicated getting a new name. What about you guys? If you could choose any new name for yourself, what name would you choose? Why? And how strange can it possibly be? Have a chat about that, and we'll see you back here sometime in the near future. Until then, bye-bye.
Bye.
Fun facts. Your airplane has landed, and you're ready to enjoy your vacation in Myanmar. In the lobby, you see some locals and decide to make new friends. Your conversation with them is enjoyable until you ask them for their family name. What went wrong? A. Burmese people never reveal their names to strangers. B. Burmese people don't have family names. C. Burmese people all share the same last name. If you guessed A or C, you're giving tourists a bad name. The correct answer is B. Burmese names are confusing to foreigners, so your question is more complex than it seems. In Myanmar, people's names can be one word or many words. Plus, married women don't always adopt their husbands' names. In addition, children don't receive a family name from their parents when they're born. So, the only name that Burmese have is the name they are given. But even that is subject to change. If a person experiences lots of bad luck, they might put an announcement in the newspaper and change their name. So when visiting Myanmar, It's best to stay on a first name basis.
Vocabulary review.
Lobby. The travelers met in the hotel lobby before checking into their room. Conversation. Penelope said her date was very handsome, but the conversation was quite dull. Confusing. This part of the book is so confusing. I'm not sure what the author is trying to say. Complex. Developing a working robot is a complex process, so the team has to work very hard. Adapt. When Anurban Ghosh started school, he adopted the nickname AG, which was easier for most people to pronounce. Announcement. The store staff made an announcement that the shop would be closing in 30 minutes.